Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
Fun and exciting interview today. We have Anna from Blossom Time in the studio. You are the president, Anna.
Yes, Lindsay, I am.
Every time you come in, we have a blast because we just reminisce and we talk about how rehearsals are going. And just thanks for doing what you do. You keep exciting.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Yeah.
And we should probably mention this is your 10-year anniversary.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks.
You didn't think I knew that, did you?
Thanks for throwing me under the bus on that one.
Oh, my gosh.
What? Yeah, it was 10 years ago that I was Miss Coloma, and I got to compete in Blossom Time, which is why this is exciting for me to talk about, because I know a little less than Anna does about it.
You know a lot.
So Blossom Time is coming up really quickly, and I would hope that you know what Blossom Time is, but for anyone who is unfamiliar, Anna, how would you describe it?
As Michigan's oldest and largest multi-community festival.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been around since 1906.
Exactly. I mean, obviously, you're hopefully familiar with the Blossom Time Parade. We know some of the other things that you'll come in and talk about once we get closer, like the tour of the cities.
Correct.
But what we have that's coming up is Mr. and Miss Blossom Time. This year, what are the dates, Anna?
The dates for Mr. Blossom Time are March 11th.
Okay.
And the date for Miss Blossom Time is March 12th.
Okay. So that is a Sunday and a Monday, per usual.
Mm-hmm.
It's always time change weekend. That's how you can always remember.
Oh, yes. It's always time change weekend. It's a tough weekend for everybody.
So how many communities do we have competing this
year?
We
have 23 communities. And we have 33 young men competing for the title of Mr. Blossom Time. This year, we will be crowning our 21st Mr. Blossom Time.
That just gave me goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess some of the things that the winner will get to do, or the courts will get to do once they're chosen.
Of course, they'll be representing Blossom Time for the entire year. The Grand Four Parade will probably be one of their first items they get to do. Is they also get to go to the Shriners Tour,
And
they get to go to the Farm Bureau Farm Day.
Yep.
And then, of course, they get to go to the state capitals and meet our representatives, which is an awesome experience, and go to the Michigan State Driving Academy, to the Police Academy.
Mm-hmm. Just a lot of great experiences. And what's cool is the queens get to go along with them as well. So
correct.
All the girls go, and then the guys.
And four gentlemen.
Go. There you go. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of fun. And, of course, don't forget the scholarships that are tied in as well.
Yes. We were happy to be able to, this year, award over $21,000 worth of scholarships.
Fantastic. Let's get in right to the details. We are inviting people to be a part of this. So let's start with, I guess, the theme.
The theme is Blossom Time Rolls Out the Red Carpet.
I love it. And you're going to let me be on a red carpet this year.
Yes, Lindsay, you are going to be on a red carpet this year.
So on the day of Miss Blossom Time, which is March 12th, I'll be hanging out in the lobby. Interviewing could be you, possibly, if you stop by and say hello.
Please.
That'll probably be put on the Facebook pages and then also inside the Mendel as people are seated.
So you're going to have be red carpet ready with your gown.
Oh, dang it. All right. I just got a really good dress I can wear. Can I wear my crown?
Yeah,
that would be weird.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want to, that would be up to you, Lindsay.
Like, who is that? Okay, so March 11th is the guys' contest, and it's also the Showcase of Queens. Do we still call it that?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so run anyone through who's never been to, I guess, Mr. and Showcase of Queens, how the night is.
I think it's a fantastic, it's exciting, because you get to see the 33 gentlemen compete in the categories of modeling.
Yep.
And the queens will also compete in modeling. And okay. So they will each be modeling a holiday outfit.
Fun.
Yeah. So the themes were given to them early.
Okay.
And then this year for communications, what we've done is we've gotten the queens and the kings together, and they'll be doing a lip sync.
Okay.
And so I think this will be really fun to watch them. And the gentlemen will compete in their formal wear. And then the queens have also competed in the photogenic.
Mm-hmm.
So watching 33 young men and 23 young women will prove to be an exciting evening for sure.
Exactly. And keep in mind that they'll have interviews prior to each contest that you see this weekend.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Very important to know that sometimes what we see on stage, that's a consideration, but it's also very important to know that a consideration has been what's gone on behind the scenes with a personal interview.
Mm-hmm.
So each one of the contestants will have had a personal interview. The ladies actually go through two private interviews and then two roundtable interviews with the judges. So by the time they're done, they've had four interviews.
I just like everyone to know. I feel like this is one of those beauty contest type of deals. However, that is really not how you should be looking at this. Blossom Time taught me, and it teaches all these young ladies and gentlemen, really, how to interview. That is the most important thing that I think everyone will take away from participating. And whether it was your local pageant or the Blossom Time pageant, is the first thing that you're going to have to do when you look for a job, interview. You can do it in a one-on-one setting or in your social setting, which is why they have those different styles of interviews.
Correct. And in this past week, it's thanks for calling that out. It's very important to us. So we did have the gentlemen go through a round table. Each had a private interview with six sets of judges. And then the ladies also went through a private interview with the same sets of judges.
And so keep in mind, this is, again, Mr. and the Showcase of Queens. That's Sunday, March 11th. What time does that kick off?
That's doors open at 6 and the pageant starts at 6:30.
Tickets
are available at the door or by calling the Blossom Time office. And the ticket price is $20. There's some great seats left.
Okay. So if you want to go ahead and get your seats in advance, just call the Blossom Time office.
Correct.
Oh, what's the number?
269-982-8016.
Otherwise, just get them at the door. So then the fun night rolls into Miss the following night, which is Monday, March 12th. What time does that one start, Anna?
That one, the doors will open at 6:30.
Okay.
And the pageant will start at 7.
Pageant starts at 7. Now, for anyone who is unfamiliar with, I guess, how this one starts and ends, can you take me through the general?
Sure. We start, of course, the queens will start with an opening dance, and then you'll be introduced, and then they will go right into their formal wear. And they will have two presentations of their formal wear. Mm-hmm. And there will be some awards given out and some different things along the way. But then after that, there will be the crowning of the new Miss Blossom Time
for
2018.
Great. Do we have a top 10 followed by a top 5?
We do have a top 10.
Okay.
And we do have a top 5.
Okay. Can you give us, like, I guess, any sneak peek songs that were? How's the style of dancing? Upbeat?
Very upbeat with the queens. They'll be in a fabulous costume for Monday night. It'd be very glittery.
Okay.
And I think they're very excited, the young people, to be able to do this dance. And once again, we're going to be rolling out that red carpet. So it's going to be geared around rolling out the red carpet.
Okay. What about onstage question? Who gets to do those? Is it top 10?
The top 5 will get the onstage.
Top 5 get the onstage question. And then keep in mind, too, if you are not able to make the pageant, you can always listen right here at WSJM. We stream the pageant live online and right here on the radio. And make sure that you watch both the Blossom Time Facebook pages and the WSJM Facebook pages. However, you should just go.
Yeah, it's awesome. Awesome. We also do have for entertainment both evenings. We have Katie Preston, who is our reigning Miss Michigan Outstanding Teen, who was part of our program and went on to win Miss Michigan Outstanding Teen. She actually placed fourth runner-up at Miss America's program.
Great.
And won the talent portion.
What's her talent?
She sings.
She sings.
And she will be singing Think of Me from Phantom of the Opera.
Okay, very good. So that's going to be your entertainment for both nights.
Mm-hmm.
I guess some of the awards that are very important as well that we get to see given on Monday night. Isn't there a volunteer award?
There is a volunteer, a community service award.
Yep.
There'll be a new scholarship that will be announced that evening. There will be an interview award is new this year. We're going to give to the top interviewer for gentlemen and for the queens who, you know, the judges have chosen as their interview award winner.
Okay.
And that'll be a wonderful new addition to have that scholarship. And there's, of course, Miss Blossom Time scholarships and the runners-up scholarships. And then the Southwest Sorority also gives a scholarship out.
Yeah.
So it's really wonderful to see all these people understand the value of the young people and value of education.
Exactly. And this is not easy to do. This is something that they're getting on stage that they've been practicing for weeks in advance. I know that was always the funniest. I grew up dancing, but some of these people don't know how to dance.
They don't. And I would be right there with them. As I always tell them, too, is you're doing something that what 1% of the population really could get up there and do.
Yeah.
To dance and entertain in front of a full house.
Exactly.
Is something that they have not had this opportunity to do before, and many of us would not be able to do it.
Exactly. They are truly presenting themselves to you, and they want to entertain you these two nights. So mark this down for your calendar. Again, Sunday, March 11th, that is Mr. Blossom Time in the Showcase of Queens, followed by that Monday, March 12th, that will be Miss Blossom Time. So we have 6:30 kickoff time for the Sunday, and then a 7 o'clock for the Monday.
Correct.
Where can I get all this information if I have any other questions?
You can either email the Blossom Time office, mm-hmm. or you can call us. Mm-hmm. We're happy to be able to try to help you in any way we possibly can.
All right. And then keep in mind this year, too, we'll have that continued Miss Spirit.
Yes.
She'll be competing. That's she was chosen as the first runner-up, Scott, to compete, correct?
Correct. All the first runners-up were eligible to compete for the title of Miss Spirit, and she will be also competing on Monday night. She has the opportunity this year to go ahead and make top 10.
Great. And then we also have People's Choice.
That is new this year. The People's Choice is online voting.
Okay.
And the people will be voting for that young woman. She also could be making that top 10, too, with her choice.
Very good.
And 10% of the overall People's Choice that comes in the votes, 10% of that will go back to the queen who wins that for a scholarship.
Very
of
good.
Overall.
So just keep in mind that there is a lot that we just threw at you.
Yes, we did.
This is always listed by, again, heading to their website, blossomtimefestival.org. Check out their pictures, see what the queens look like, find out their names. You'll feel like you know them a little bit more before you go and see them.
Yes.
If you've never been, check it out. I promise if you are one of those people that likes to sit there and watch the contest, Miss America, whatever it is that you watch throughout the year, you will like this. It's local.
It's local. These are your local people, and we're very proud, once again, to have Lainey Von Baron and Phil McDonald as our two co-hosts.
Good point.
And they always do an excellent job.
Yeah.
They carry the show.
They do. That's not easy either. So
no.
Thank you to them, and thank you to all the ladies that will be competing, the gentlemen, and all of your Blossom Time backstage, people that we don't get to see, Anna.
Yes.
Everyone that makes this all possible. This is something that I know Southwest Michigan looks forward to. So if you are planning on attending, mark your calendar and get your tickets March 11th and 12th. And we'll see you in a few weeks, Anna.
Thank you very much, Lindsay. See ya.
Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.